FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network, and I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is 1/17/20. Well, the month's already half over. The market's going up. Trump does a trade deal. And where does that leave the road to Ruta? And we've got Bix Weir on with us now, roadtoruta.com. Email us any questions, comments. We encourage them, kl@kerrylutz.com. So, Bix, been a while, and we need to catch up. The stock market just keeps going higher. I mean, is this an algorithm that that will just go to infinity?
I don't even know if you could really call it an algorithm anymore. It's, you know, the basement of the U.S. Treasury has a trading floor that handles all the, not all, but some of the exchange stabilization fund transactions. They have unlimited amounts of derivatives they can throw at any market. All Steve Mnuchin has to do is just give the nod, and they'll click a mouse, and stock market can go to 30,000, 40,000, 50,000. It's a game. So, but it's all part of the road to Ruta theory. Print as much money as possible, soaking up all the benefits before you totally destroy the system. So it's kind of where we are right now.
Yeah, well, a trend in motion stays in motion until it's over. And so you think there's really like a computer, or he just, how do you think it works? Do you think he has an assistant and he gives him a number every day that he wants the stock market to go to?
No. I mean, if you look back, I mean, Road to Ruta comes from Route A, which is a programming term in Fortran that Alan Greenspan invented in the 1970s to rig the market. So, yes, the computer market rigging has been going on for 50 years now. And the, you know, what happens today, they'll set out an overall plan for the for all markets, saying, you know, basically, if it goes above this amount, what goes below this amount, the buying programs kick in or the selling programs kick in. They keep it within a range. And then they'll jump in if they need something big, like today, the China deal signed. So they'll say, okay, we're going to goose the market 300 points. And then we're going to take gold down and silver down, say 3% today. They click a mouse and it automatically does it because they have unlimited amounts of derivatives to play with.
Yeah. Did they ever close these derivatives out? Because all these derivatives get settled in cash, obviously. It's not like they deliver shares.
No, they don't get settled. They roll over month to month, day to day. I mean, a derivative is anything that is a third-party bet on a real asset. So the derivatives that I talk about are like the COMEX contracts, the LBMA contracts, the New York Stock Exchange deals in derivatives. They don't actually deal in shares of Apple or anything like that. They're all rehypothecated. So basically, when it goes into an exchange, the exchange takes care of all the, quote, trading that happens, and there are no limits. There are no limits to what the brokers and dealers and exchanges can do with these assets. They can put them up, down, sideways, and it all stems from the DTCC not doing their job and settling trades.
Yeah, and there's naked shorting because you don't, in the good old days, the brokerage house actually had to go take the shares out of their holdings, and the shares are held in street name, and then, you know, loan them to a short seller who would then sell them. And nowadays, yeah, they've dispensed with that. It's too much trouble. They just naked shorted, right?
Absolutely. And the way they do it, the way they get away with it on the brokerage level is through netting of trades. So they got, you know, a billion trades going off every day. They don't have to, you know, if I sell my stock and somebody buys it, they don't actually record it. They don't transfer the money. They don't put the shares in your name. They don't do any of that they used to do. Basically, what they do is they'll take their whole book. They got so many shares of Apple that were sold and so many shares of Apple that were bought, and they'll net the amount. And then they can't even cover the net amount. They just don't do it anymore. And then the DTCC, which is basically a criminal organization owned by a seed and company, which is owned by an individual, they found out in the early 1970s, they won't tell us who that individual is. Mm. Some people think it's the Queen of England. Some people think it's someone even darker than that. But it's a game. It's a Ponzi scheme that as long as the music keeps playing, everything's fine. The minute the music stops, like it almost stopped in 2008, in September of 2008, September 11th, as a matter of fact, $500 billion was pulled out of money market funds on September 11th, 2008. The music almost stopped.
That's right.
Then everybody would have said, oh, my God, where are my shares? Where's my gold and silver? Where's these assets that I have in my retirement fund? How come four people own the exact same share of Apple stock that I own? And that's what they're trying to kind of mask over and get away with.
So there's a great example of naked shorting and these naked shorters really getting it in the shorts, if you will, pun intended. And that is Tesla. All right. What's happened in the past few weeks has been a classic short squeeze, making that stock go
orchestrated,
parabolic.
Orchestrated. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So who's behind it?
Well, something like Tesla, something bigger. The same thing happened with Volkswagen. There was some people trying to short it in Europe, and then it went up like, I don't know, 1,000% and destroyed all the shorts. The reality is that valuations no longer matter. What matters is the ability to manipulate in large levels versus unlimited levels. The U.S. government, Treasury, and the Fed have unlimited levels to rig markets through the exchange stabilization fund. So if they don't want something like that Tesla short squeeze to happen, they have the ability to end it quickly. It's whoever has the most firepower and is allowed to naked short anything and everything at all moments, or naked go long without paying any money. Then again, the Fed doesn't need any money. They create money. Yeah. So same with the U.S. Treasury.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is it's all false. And our entire system, our entire fair market value determination in the exchanges is all false now, and there's no way to get back to where it should be until we collapse the entire thing.
And yet it keeps going on, Vix. You know, it just keeps going on longer than than we ever believed possible.
That's a fact. But you know, with computers and derivatives, you know, normally if you go back before 1971, unbacked fiat money systems usually last 8 to 10 years max, you know, and then they have to do something. And the same thing was going to happen in 1971 when inflation started going crazy. In the beginning of 1980, Reagan put together the gold commission to figure out whether we should go back onto a gold standard. And they came out with a conclusion that is really interesting. And the conclusion was, as long as we're at some point, we're going to have to go back to a gold standard. But as long as we can keep inflation and the money supply in check, we're going to be fine. And what happened since 1980? They blew the deficits and money supply out of the water. But they learned how to rig in the inflation numbers. So they can lie about inflation. They can keep commodity prices low with market rigging. So the entire concept of true money, real money, gold, silver, or something new, is kind of blown out of the water with the market rigging that was facilitated by the computer programs written by Greenspan in the 60s.
Amazing. Amazing. We've all come down to this. Hey, I wanted to cover with you the political situation, which is as absurd as the financial situation, the attempted coup of Donald Trump, and all of these, you know, just the full-blown exposure of the deep state.
It is amazing that it is still going on with all the exposure of the coup and the criminality there. Trump is literally sitting behind his desk with four aces up his sleeve that he can play at any time. Mm-hmm. He's got all the dirt on these guys, the whole swamp, the whole deep state, everything from the Bushes to the Clintons to the Soroses,
to the Obamas, to the Bidens. I mean, they're all in on this kleptocracy. It's a kleptocracy.
Absolutely. I've been hearing it's over half of Congress. If Trump were to play all four aces, half of Congress would be removed and tried for treason, which is very scary. And that's why he's not playing all his cards at one time, is that it would be extremely disruptive.
We'd have a financial collapse instantaneously, and we'd have people in the streets. Kind of like that Bernie supporter saying, we'll send them off to gulags, re-education camps, and And well, the streets will burn if Trump is reelected. I have a feeling it's just not going to quite work out that way.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Today's show is brought to you by U.S. Gold Corp. U.S. Gold Corp is a U.S.-focused gold exploration and development company advancing high-potential projects in Wyoming and Nevada. U.S. Gold Corp has consolidated a district on Nevada's productive Cortex Trend and is advancing the Copper King project towards production in Wyoming. Led by a team of prolific company builders and renowned explorers, including Dave Mathewson, who is directly responsible for several major Nevada gold discoveries, U.S. Gold Corp is well-capitalized and has an extremely tight share structure with less than 20 million shares outstanding and trades on the NASDAQ, a major exchange, under the ticker symbol USAU. To learn more, go to usgoldcorp.gold. That's usgoldcorp.gold.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
They might try. I feel bad for both sides. I feel bad for the Republicans and I feel bad for the Democrats. Neither side is being told the truth of what's gone on in the past. And what's going on now? They use the polarization of politics against us as a country. And we should all be united under the flag, not under a party that is corrupt and criminal. Both parties are corrupt and criminal.
Yeah.
Trump didn't even want to run under the
anything.
Republican Party.
He would have been preferring. I know that he would have preferred to have run a third party campaign, but you know the way the rules are stacked in the country, it's impossible for a third party candidate to run. So instead, he just hijacked the Republican Party, kind of cast them in his image. And he's still in the process of getting rid of the Never Trumper contingent, the rhinos, if you will. And he's got his work cut out for him, but he seems to have the upper hand, right?
At all times, he hasn't played any of the aces yet. He can lay down all four aces and say, okay, here's all the audio, video, emails from the bad guys. It's all right here over the past, because the NSA records everything. They're recording this conversation right now. They're recording. You can't take a crap without the NSA recording it.
Yeah, well, I'm worried about that.
If you're looking for the Clinton emails, he's got them. If you're looking for the pedophile stuff, he's got it. If you're looking for payoffs in the Biden situation in Ukraine, you got it. He's got it all.
Of course.
It's a question of when he wants to play the card.
And you know, there's been times myself, nothing of this magnitude, but I learn a piece of information and it would just be so easy to just play it right away. But usually the smarter move is to keep those aces tucked away, let everybody put their chips in, and then go all in on them.
The art of the deal, baby. The art of the deal.
Yeah. And I have no doubt he'll do it. I have no doubt whatsoever that he will do it. And, one thing I've noticed on the web, especially YouTube, is the troll index. The trolls are coming out like more than ever here, Bix. Is this an AI function? Is this, they've hired more people at the war room of the DNC? Where are all these trolls coming from? Because they follow a pattern. I see them over and over again, and I just laugh and say, thank you, troll.
It's all of the above. The DNC, the Republicans, especially at YouTube and Google, very much anti-American. If you look at YouTube, especially, YouTube was actually created not by those four guys in Silicon Valley. It was created by a guy named Mark Collins Rector in the 1990s, a huge pedophile from back in the Hollywood days. He filed the patent. I have the patent. In 1999, the patent for YouTube was filed. And then they claimed, the four guys who created YouTube claimed they were the two guys. They were at a dinner party and they came up with the idea. It's complete bullshit. It's 100% deep state operation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, people are so prone to manipulation. I used to care about trolls when I guess I first started this, and I haven't cared about them for years. But, they know how to like disrupt the dialogue. And just by spewing emotions, they can exact emotional responses in return and get people over the top, you know, way too crazily engaged. I mean, they're experts at it. This is psyops at a very subtle and basic level.
Absolutely. And you know, the problem with YouTube that I've been having is, as a YouTube content provider, you spend a lot of time fostering your subscribers and doing all the work to get your channel known. And then after all that work, they come in here and just start demonetizing you, shadow banning you, kicking you off YouTube for things that you've been doing the whole time.
Yeah.
That I believe is some, I think there's a law against that. It's anti-competitive behavior type of law. But, you know, YouTube is so big. How do you sue someone like YouTube?
Well, we could start a Kickstarter campaign. I don't know. They sandboxed me 8 years ago. I used to get hundreds of thousands of views on my channel, and they sandboxed me. Yep. And I was like, I didn't really care.
Shadow ban right there. Yeah. Shadow ban.
Because I wasn't looking to make any money. Didn't matter to me.
But you could get the word out. And,
yeah.
And I wouldn't be so mad if it was a private, it was created in a private manner, but it wasn't. We all know the CIA was the heavy investor into Google and YouTube. Correct. Our money went to create this public, it should be a public platform. And we should go back to the origins of YouTube and the origins of Google and say, who really funded the creation and supported the growth of these companies? And you'll find at the end of the day, it was the taxpayer that did it.
Yeah,
through the CIA secret investment funds.
Hey, what about Facebook? All right,
LifeLog. Same with Facebook, absolutely.
LifeLog. And what day did the DARPA discontinue LifeLog? February 4th, 2004. And what day, I'll let you guess, what day did Facebook officially start its existence? Take a guess.
Same day.
Yeah, February 4th, 2004. Same exact day. It's in Wikipedia. They haven't even bothered to purge it. And Facebook is LifeLog.
Everybody in Silicon Valley knows that Zuckerberg can't program anything.
No.
He doesn't know how to program. He's not a programmer.
Like, look, they saw he was working on a match-type program. They saw a potential connection. They gave him the code. They probably had a room of programmers working someplace to put this thing together. And then you get like the book, The Social Network. And, you know, I look at that book, like after seeing those two dates, the two entities kind of become one. And I just say, man, what a great cover story. They are brilliant. It was a hit book, a hit movie, The Social Network. And everybody's dropping out of Harvard to go start their own, you know, app or website now. You know, that was the upshot of it.
I can't wait till, you know, there's so many secrets within the United States, within the world, that we haven't been told about, you know, like free energy types of devices.
Oh, zero-point energy? Zero-point energy. You know, like Tesla had this.
Yes, yes. And then, you know, I think the good thing, you know, I don't like dwelling on the bad stuff that much these days. I know. The good stuff is we are breaking free of these guys. And I do think that with this new space program, there's so much ability to discover new things and new forms of energy from space. And space is going to be the next economic boom job.
Yeah.
I mean, you had the internet and, you know, you had the dot-coms and then internet and dot-coms. And now we're moving in, you know, cryptos are booming now. And the next thing is going to be space.
Yep. Hey, well, not just space, but I don't know if you've been following Elon Musk with the Boring Company.
is that his flamethrower?
No. That is, you know, literally a tunneling machine. So the concept is you make the tunnels less than half the size of the big tunnels they make now. This boring machine called the Boring Company. Boring machine is about 5 times faster to 100 times faster than what they can do now. So they can actually get 100 feet a day, and they're connecting underground the Las Vegas Convention Center now. And then they're going to have some adaptation of Model X's that will do like 6,000 passengers an hour. It'll only be a mile long, but you'll be able to get from one side of the convention center to the other in less than a minute rather than a 15-minute walk. It's really a prototype program. If it works, it will change the world. And they've done a prototype tunnel in Hawthorne. So we know it
works. They've had that. They've had that technology. There's tunnels, all secret tunnels all over the United States.
Oh, yeah. Look,
just Google it and you'll find there's actually a water passageway from Colorado to the Pacific Ocean that they have submarines going through. This stuff is going to come out, I hope, sooner rather than later. But it is amazing what this criminal enterprise that controls us gets away with without the people knowing.
Yeah. Well, this will be tunnels for the people. Because think about it. Like, you got to just do under every road, do tunnels, and the depth you can go down really isn't limited. It's pretty cool. I'll send you the link out. I'll post the link in the show notes. It's really something worth looking at because to be able to bore 100 feet a day, I mean, the world becomes a lot smaller place then. And those cars in those tunnels, limited access, can be going triple digits. So autonomously. And
what scares me about that is who's running it. Musk is not a good guy. He's one of the deep state Epstein pedophile guys. He's bad news.
Is he? Well, hey, you know, there's so many bad ones out there. It's hard to know. Well, anyway, Bick, so we still find you at roadtoruta.com, right?
Yes, and mainly at Road to Ruta YouTube channel and Patreon.
Oh, right. Yes, and Patreon. Yeah, I do Patreon, but I've never promoted it, and I get $20 a month off of it, which I figure it's lunch one day, you know.
But, there you go.
Hey, why not? You got to use whatever you can because they're choking it off. You know, Mark Dice, they just cut off his merchandise store. He was making too much money, and his T-shirts didn't comport with community standards. Right. Which was like, make America great is definitely a trigger term. I mean, I can see it's totally racist. I think they used to sing it on the ships when they shipped the slaves over from Africa in the 17 and 1800s. Right.
Classic.
Yeah. I mean, it's moronic. And that's the thing, like the stupidity that gets peddled here, the propaganda bits, it's mind numbing. Like, and people are totally invested in it and they own it. And if they just used a little critical thought, they would understand they're being lied to, manipulated, and brainwashed.
Absolutely. And it's being done on purpose to make us divided. And United States population that is united can do anything. They know their only hope, the bad guy's only hope, is the division.
Yeah. Well, hey, in Trump we trust, right?
Right now. Well, the people behind Trump, I would say.
Yeah, well, there's a gang there for sure. Anyway, we got to run. So roadtoruta.com. Sign up for Bix's special insider subscriber deal, Patreon. And we have a link to it in the show notes to this interview. Find us on Twitter at Kerry Lutz, Facebook, Financial Survival Network, our home site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com, and sign up for a free newsletter. Bix, we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks.
Take care, Kerry.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.